If approved, the Milwaukee County referendum would shift funding for parks and buses from a property tax to the sales tax. The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says Milwaukee County is one of the first counties in the state to propose such a measure. Jim Gooley is the program director for a Milwaukee Park advocacy group, the Park People. Gooley says county parks and athletic fields are deteriorating. He says the tax shift would begin to provide funds to address the $150 to $300 million in deferred maintenance for county parks.
Those athletic fields are not getting the proper amount of maintenance that they require. So a lot of people's field of dreams have turned into fields of nightmares.
But the proposed sales tax hike is drawing criticism from some. Chris Kleismet heads the watchdog group Citizens for Responsible Government in Milwaukee. Kleismet says if the referendum passes, homeowners will not see a decrease in taxes.
This is a clever ruse used over and over again by government. Back in 1911, Wisconsin passed the first nationwide income tax. If you go back into the annals of history, you'll find it was designed to relieve property tax. That didn't work. So the notion that we're going to raise some new tax to relieve an existing tax is folly because there's no way to cap taxes.
Kleismet says if the referendum passes, homeowners will not see a decrease in taxes. He says the measure will instead increase overall taxes on county residents by $120 million. Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker has also expressed concern over the referendum, but several county board members are pushing for it. Caitlin Farrell, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.